Yesterday, we mentioned that while Hillary Clinton was shellacked by Bernie Sanders in New Hampshire, she actually came out a lot better than you might think. In the final tally of delegates awarded, they each had 15, to which many of you said, "What? How could that be?" Others said, "What is a delegate?" So let's remind ourselves. Julia Azari is a professor of political science at Marquette University in Milwaukee. She also writes for the blog Mischiefs of Faction on Fox.com. Julia, take us all back to social studies class. What is a delegate?
Okay, so the delegates are the people who represent each state at the national party conventions, and they're the ones who will cast their votes and formally decide on the party nominee after all the primaries and caucuses have wrapped up.
Okay, so for instance, in New Hampshire, there are different delegates that represent different parts of New Hampshire. They have to vote the way the people there voted.
Right. So those are what's called committed delegates, and they're instructed by the voters in their respective states.
So when you count up the committed delegates after the dust settled in New Hampshire, I think Bernie Sanders got 15 and Hillary Clinton got 9. But then there's something called a superdelegate. What is that?
So a superdelegate is what we would call an uncommitted delegate. So this is a member of the party elite who will go to the convention and cast a vote based on their own judgment. This comes about after a set of reforms that were responding to the 1968 Democratic Convention. So the party nominated Hubert Humphrey, who was the sitting vice president and very much associated with the Vietnam War, pro-war, I guess, wing of the party. Whereas the anti-war candidates, when you put them together, had done better in the primaries overall. And so the primary system was kind of loose at that time. The party activists and electorate seemed to demonstrate a different set of preferences than the more established party elite.
Well, that happened again in 1972. Voters, Democratic voters, mm-hmm. chose the very liberal senator and anti-war Senator George McGovern. Party leaders weren't happy. They thought he'd get crushed. He did. So that brings us to 1984, and there was a Democratic commission that proposed these reforms, including these superdelegates, to do what? Sort of moderate the vote.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of concern. You know, first there's a concern that the picks aren't legitimate enough with the party voters, and then there's a concern that the system is just too Wild West. There's, you know, the party elites have no control over it, and the kinds of candidates that are able to do well under this system are not able to do well in the general. So the system, the concern is the system created isn't really doing a good job picking nominees. And so the superdelegates are part of that effort to kind of bring back a little bit of party control.
Well, and so these superdelegates are made up of, you say party elites, that word elite is going to raise hackles on a lot of people. But these are party officials, elected yeah. officials, who then get to decide who they want to vote for. And right now, hundreds of them, the biggest percentage of them, have committed to Hillary Clinton.
Right. So I think there's a couple of things that are worth paying attention to here. And one of these things is that when asked, they say they'll probably support Clinton. They haven't committed. They are not committed. The other thing to note about them is they're about 20% of the total. So there's 743 out of about 4,300. So they only in terms of their numbers will really make a difference if it's close. Right. They're not going to overturn a clear victory for Sanders at the convention. And the other thing I think, I mean, no one can see into the future or know for sure, but the ways, like our norms about how parties work have changed so much since the late 1960s that I think to have, we'll call them party officials, right? To have officials overturn or push back against what the electorate has, you know, if the electorate sends a clear message in the primary season, that's just not going to fly.
Right.
So, you know, it's who knows, right? I don't know what will actually happen. Party officials used to always win, and it was kind of, you know, seen as the way that it should be. The people who've devoted their lives to running the party and they kind of know how politics works, that they should be in charge. But
right.
I think the only chance the superdelegates will make a difference is if there isn't really an obvious preference coming out of the electorate part of the process.
Right. And what about on the Republican side? They don't have superdelegates per se, but they also have an outsider, Donald Trump, that the establishment isn't very happy with.
That's true. Yeah. And I mean, in similar way, they have, you know, their setup is a little bit different, but with a sort of mix of elite and primary input. I think they're in a much more likely situation to have an outsider pick up delegate support as they go through this primary season. And I don't know what, if anything, the National Party will be able to do about that.
Yeah. Well, we just wanted listeners to have an answer to their question. How could it be that Hillary Clinton might have the same amount of delegates as Bernie Sanders coming out of New Hampshire? And we'll see what happens going forward. Julia Azari, professor of political science at Marquette University in Milwaukee. Julia, thank you.
Thank you.